How was your holiday, Marcel? Other than the game Thursday, how was your holiday, sir?
Other than the game Thursday, the holiday was good. Spent some time with some family and some friends on Friday and Saturday. But how was yours?
It was nice, thanks. It was very nice. It was, you know, we were all watching you guys, of course, and it was disappointing. Not as disappointing for you guys, I'm sure. How would you explain this, Marcel? A lot of people wondering. You guys have it seems like there's a habit of starting quickly and fading late. Do you have any explanation for why that might be with the Raiders so far this year?
You know, I wish I did have an explanation. I wish I had an explanation. I wish I had an answer. I wish I had a quick fix it, because I definitely would fix it. It's hard to tell, man. You know, that's one of the most frustrating parts. It's different if you're just going out there and you're just getting it handed to you every, you know, week in and week out. But for us, it's rough and disappointing to see and feel the way that we play and the energy that we come out with to start a game to just, you know, just never finish. It's hard on us.
Marcel Reese with us here on this Raider Monday. Marcel, how close were you to having a play on the ball that was knocked down at the goal line right before the interception in the end zone?
You know, I thought I had it. I thought we had it. You know, I felt it was a perfect call. We got the look that we wanted. You know, I just think it was a case where if Matt and I were on the perfect page together, then it would have worked out. You know, I think that what initially happened was just I made the cut a little earlier than he expected. He made a throw a little later than I expected, and you know, it just didn't work the way we envisioned it working.
Marcel, maybe another way of asking this question is just to look specifically at Thursday's game. Did the Cowboys come out in the second half? Did you feel like they played you differently defensively?
You know, I don't really think they played us differently. I think they did what they did. And still, I felt like we drove the ball down. We ran the ball well. Matt threw the ball well. Andre Holmes played an amazing game. I just felt that, you know, we just didn't finish the way we needed to finish, you know, at the end of that game. And, you know, it comes down for us to just scoring the points as an offense. When we get down there in the second half, we have those calls made for us that put us in position to make the plays. We got to make the plays.
Is it just a question of execution right now in second halves of games? It seems like offensively the blocking is there at times, the passes are there, but the points just aren't coming.
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to, is just execution. For us as players, it's just pure execution also.
Marcel, how nice was it to have Jared Valdir back?
It was nice to have a big guy back. You know, I think it's nice for us because, you know, we've had a great left tackle in Khalif Barnes, and then we have another great left tackle that comes back in Jared Valdir. So now, you know, Khalif is so athletic that he can play pretty much he can play anywhere on the line. If we needed Khalif to go play center, he'd be able to play center. So it's a bonus for us to have Jared back and to be able to move Khalif around wherever we may need him, because Khalif's such a great, you know, he's been a great left tackle in this league for so long. No one just knew that he could play all these other positions.
Marcel, we've been talking a lot today with Raider fans about the one word you'd use to describe this season, because the season has been up, it's been down. I had overachieving. I think Dibs had progression. Mm-hmm. You see some progress. Crides had, what was your word, Crides?
Unexpected.
I'm just wondering, I know the season's not over yet, so maybe as a player you're not in a position right now to evaluate things, but if you were, one word you would use to describe the season to this point for you guys, what would it be?
Disappointing. I would say disappointing, because, you know, from the outside looking in, you know, people look at us and say that we've overachieved. Oh, we're only supposed to win one game this year. We weren't supposed to play competitively. But for me, being on the inside and putting in the work and going to work with all these guys here, I know what we could have done. I know what we should be doing right now. And, you know, those games that people are saying that are close, that we, you know, we could have won, but we just played competitive, we see those as disappointing losses, because they're games that we should have won, that we planned on winning. We expect to win every week. So, you know, it's rough on us. So if I had to sum it up in one word, disappointing.
No matter
what happens at the end of this year, it's been a disappointing year, because we need to finish those games.
Still a quarter of the season left, so this may be obvious, but how important is it to finish strong over the last four games for you guys?
I mean, there's no other option but to you know, just to win every game. You know, that's how important it is for us.
But again, sideline communication, we have a breakdown, Kreitz. You were explaining the importance of a strong finish over the last four games.
I just think that it's pretty much life or death for us. No matter what anyone else does, no matter how anyone else finishes their season, I think for us, we just have to win for us. We have to learn to win, and we have to love to win.
Are you guys in a position as a team where you're still keeping an eye on that second wild card and the possibilities just two games out with four to go?
You know, I don't, that's obviously what we want. And we would all love that, but I don't think we can necessarily think about that right now. We just have to win. We have to think about the game in front of us. We have to think about playing a full game. And I think once we play a full game and we feel how that feels and we get that feeling and we will love that feeling, that there will be no other feeling that we want. I think we'll win every game if we go out there and play four quarters and let everything else take care of itself.
Marcel, we were talking about this a couple weeks ago, and I know that you said, hey, you know, whatever the numbers say, it feels different because, you know, we have real leaders on this team and we have guys going all out on this team. Does it still feel that way today?
Absolutely. And you know, I've been on the other side, you know, to be honest with you, where you don't feel like everyone is giving everything that they have the way you are. And I know we have that this year. I know we have that right now. And that's a great feeling for me. It's kind of the silver lining to a disappointing season. Because everyone's given everything that you have, and you're challenging each other to play even harder every week.
I apologize, Marcel. Excuse me. 95.7 The Game, Marcel Reese with us. How difficult is it for a young quarterback? And this is something all young quarterbacks have to go through, obviously. But here's a guy who's undrafted, and the quarterback is the leader of the team, but he's in there in the huddle, and he hasn't played much. And, like, you're a veteran, and so how does a guy lead the team at the same time acknowledging in the huddle and on the field that he's got a lot to learn? And how do you guys help a young quarterback through that process, Marcel?
I think we just make him feel comfortable by letting him know he doesn't have to lead us emotionally. He doesn't have to take on that burden and put us on his shoulder emotionally that way. He has to have poise in the huddle, and he has to just be a playmaker. That's what he has to do. He has to play his game, and us as leaders and veterans on this team, we'll take care of everything else. We'll take care of the emotional part. We'll make sure everybody gets in the huddle. You know, we'll be waiting on you type of thing.
I think
that's the only thing you can really do for a young guy that's learning the game and, you know, kind of thrown into the fire midseason.
Big opportunity against a struggling team on the road. Big road win. That's always a big growth opportunity for a young team, right?
Absolutely. Looking forward to going to the Big Apple and getting a big win against a tough team.
Marcel, thanks. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great week and a great game next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
All right, Marcel.